you where the sun beats down from the sky. They give it up and they give it up and they give it up, but they never ask why. Daddy was a rolling, rolling stone. Oh, he rolled away one day and he never came home. It ain't so hard to understand. This ain't his first master plan. What it takes to be a man. Ooh, in my mind, in my brain, I'm rolling over like a steam and freight train.
Certainly is. You're listening to 94.4 FM Salford City Radio. I'm David Finnegan in the building with you for the next hour. It's Monday evening, and that can mean several things. It's probably a slow day down at your local TGI Fridays, and Tuesday hasn't arrived yet, and we couldn't possibly contemplate it either. Welcome to your Monday evening rock show, the only show in town where the weekend never ends. You like what I did there, guys?
Superstitious mind, and I don't mind, baby.
Whitesnake. Slow and Easy, the name of that one. Again, another song about my bike. I don't know what's going on here, guys. It's some sort of conspiracy. You're listening to Monday Evening Rock. I'm just Googling on my phone. What do people do on Monday? And I came up with a few results. What do people do on Monday? They wake up early and exercise. They eat a healthy breakfast. They arrive early. That's a lie. We're always late, but we always get to where we need to be. They clear their desk and desktops. They carve out time for unexpected projects and tasks. I don't know if that involves staring in a space in my pajamas, but yeah, we'll run with that one. They update their to-do list and goals. They greet their team and boss. No, we don't. Not on my watch. Everything on this list is a lie, and Monday Evening Rock strongly refutes all of these claims. See, it's people like them giving us a bad name.
Girl,
You're listening to 94.4 FM Salford City Radio. I'm David Finnegan, recording from home. With hair so disheveled, I am starting to resemble something from my photo from my high school yearbook in the late 90s. Not a good look. No, seriously though, I'm sure the majority of people have a grasp on this situation, but my hair, or lack thereof, is all I have. I like it so much, I want to shave it all off completely. But in this situation, it's neither long enough to be cool or short enough to feel a sense of self. Now I'm stuck in a state of limbo, so I've coined a new term this week, and let's hope it sounds a little bit better than some of the other cheesy terms that have come out recently. But we are currently Dukes of Hazzarding it. Dukes of Hazzard is a TV show from the late 70s, and that's what we're starting to look like right now. Long enough to look retro, but not in a cool way.
Throw ourselves against
Yes, yeah, Slipknot rocking their way into Salford this Monday evening. That was their track Psychosocial. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's just weird times out there right now. Weird times. I'm just thinking, with this whole coronavirus pandemic, I'm thinking 10 steps ahead. Now, in 50 years' time, there's going to be pictures of us all in textbooks up and down the country queuing up outside of Asda. They will all be in black and white, just like they used to be, giving us the full retro 1920s backdrop. Each and every one of us, in all walks of life, looking like peasants. I can just imagine them now talking about us. Mommy, look at them people with the funny hair, and the skinny jeans, and those masks. They all look like Slipknot.
I can imagine to be like you. The pain and the suffering you're putting me through. I can't imagine to be like you. The pain and the suffering you're putting me through. lost your try to be the one you needed when I told you that you wanted something bigger than me.
Monday evening rocks here in Manchester. That's my selling point, and that's what I'm sticking to. I'm David Finnegan, currently recording from home, and covered in Doritos and surrounded by empty pizza boxes. Just kidding, guys. We're a laid-back show. Moving on. The heavy metal band Mushroomhead have posted on social media this week. They are releasing a new album on the 19th of June, titled It's a Wonderful Life, and as you would imagine, the album cover doesn't look very wonderful whatsoever. In fact, the artwork on the album is extraordinary. So even if you've never given the band a listen, or if you want to see something aesthetic to stare at for just half an hour, I'm going to point you over into the right direction. You don't even need to think, it's just really cool to look at, guys. The name of the album is It's a Wonderful Life, the band Mushroomhead. I'm going to play something from those guys in around 5 minutes' time. Thank you.
watching from a post up high, from where you see the ships afar, from a well-trained eye, the waves all keep on crashing by. If you are the life post, then you own the working class. But if you want the answers, you're buying it. Warning, post-hypnotic suggestions running the ships ashore. The orange light that follows wants to proclaim itself a god. If you point your questions, the fog will surely chew you up. But if you want the answers, you better get rid of it. Ready for the
we'll be right back. just changing channels. No opinion, losing track, which way is up? Caught between the pair, we're lost in profit. Nothing compromises, nothing gobbles with new voices. Voices screaming, time is done. Single file, cutting file, choosing you just remote. Just changing channels, no opinion, losing track, which way is up? Caught between the pair, we're lost in profit. Nothing compromises, nothing gobbles with new voices. Voices screaming, time is done.
Who won it? Who won it? Who won it? Who won it?
Mushroom Head there, and their track Big Brother. You'll be happy to know I crowd surfed my way onto the stage with them while they were performing. Several times, in fact. Sadly, the bouncers got me. No reward without risk, they say. It embodifies everything we ever stood for on Monday Night Rock. If you want to check out their latest album or some of their artwork, you can head over to their Instagram page. They're at Mushroom Head Official.
Thank you.
Salford City Radio, 94.4 FM, Monday Evening Rock, now on Instagram. You can find us on there. We want to hear from you. You can send us your music, your links, and even your vacation pictures. We like vacations on our show, so send them. Send them! But nothing rude. Salford City Radio is also on Twitter. You can check out our awesome little station at Salford City Radio. And you can keep your finger on the pulse with everything going on in and around Salford.
Okay, sounds like a case of the Mondays.
It's that time of the evening, people. Monday Pun Day, where we read out some of the lamest puns ever recorded on radio. Brought to you by you, members of the public. This thing is catching on like wildfire now. Let's do this thing, shall we? I swapped my bed from a standard double to a queen, but now I've got shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Doctor, looks like the coronavirus. Me? What's the cure? Oh, it's an 80s rock band fronted by Robert Shell. But let's try to stay focused here, shall we? Not funny in the slightest. Here goes another one. Just a thought. When James Bond is outside of the UK, is he known as +4407? Very good question. Got one more for you here. Some people are two-faced. I wish I had two faces. That way I could drink two Stellas at the same time. Oh, you guys are shameless this week. On form as well. Send us your puns. Monday Evening Rock over on Insta.
Thank you.
finishing things off with the Nuge, Ted Nugent. I'm back, same time, same place, next week. Until then, peace, good night.